Welcome back to the Boss Lab. You guys, this is actually a pop-up episode. Like, oh my God. Like, seriously, y'all, are we really still experiencing issues with Facebook and Instagram? So, Facebook and Instagram has been having global issues now for maybe 7 or 8 hours. You guys, my social media platforms have been down all freaking day today. I think maybe I was able to get on the platform for 3 consecutive minutes without it forcing me to log out or locking up or some other goofy stuff that it has me doing or whatever, right? Go to Twitter, and the number one trending topic is hashtag Facebook down, Instagram down, and like they're both having issues at the very same time. Face palm, okay? Like shaking my head, technology, like, oh my God, are you serious? But even with all of this being said, right, I am still making sales. Like, literally, like I said, I've probably been on social media for a max of 3 minutes today. Like, it's crazy, you guys. But I'm still getting sales. Like, literally, I just even received an order maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. So I wanted to share with you all exactly what I'm doing and how I'm able to continue running the business even with these type of technological glitches, okay? But first, let me just explain how frustrated I am about this, okay? Like now, because my social media accounts are down, like I can't like waste today laughing at like little silly pictures and wasting my time away. I actually have to work. But anyway, you guys, I digress, okay? Instagram actually went down, I think on November 8th or 9th. It might have even been both days. But since like that issue, it seems like the platform has been having issues every day. Like for the most part, it's just been like a small number of people that have been affected by it. But still, it's affecting how some people, especially influencers, are actually running their business. Sizz. Okay. Facebook actually went down last Monday for some folks on the East Coast. I was having issues then too, and I'm not even on the East Coast. So I don't know why they made it like an emphasis to say East Coast. I'm Midwest, but whatever, okay? This past Sunday, YouTube went down for a short amount of time, but it also went down like a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks, but less than a month ago. We'll just put it like that. LinkedIn also went down, you guys. Like LinkedIn, out of all of them, I was like, seriously, that was a shocker. But LinkedIn went down like less than a week ago. And it brought me to this very, very important message. And the message is social media is a vehicle, it's not the destination. I think a lot of people get that confused, right? Social media is a vehicle. Like, what it does is it helps you get to where you want to be. And where you want to be is your destination. That's your end goal. That's what you hope to accomplish from your marketing efforts. Now, as I said, it's a vehicle, it's a method of transportation. So think about it. You can walk, you can bicycle, you can get in the car, you can take public transportation, you can take a train, you can fly. There's different means of transportation, you guys. And the same thing holds true for business. You do have your social media marketing, you have your email marketing, you have your billboards, your TV ads, your radio advertisements, you have telemarketing, you have door-to-door. There's so many different ways to actually build a business. And what they all do is they help you get to your destination. So whether it's to create brand awareness, whether or not it's to generate sales leads, whether or not it's to actually create sales conversions, right? They all help you get to your destination. Now, many times in life, you guys know I like talking about life, right? You'll find out that you can get to your destination using various methods of transportation, and you can still get to that destination even using a complete different set of directions, right? So what may work for one person may not work for the other person. And it's like nothing in life is like ever set in stone. And you'll see sometimes somebody can come over here and crush it and kill it on this space, and you get over there, you're like, why am I not getting the same results? Or vice versa, right? It just happens that way, right? So, as much as I love social media, and trust me, I really, really do, that's why I'm upset that I actually have to work right now, is I've realized that your business cannot be based solely on social media or whether or not someone else's platform is running. So, think about it. Most social media platforms at this time are free. With that being said, if there's an outage, you can't just call up your designated account manager or technical support or help desk and stay on the line until the issue is resolved, right? Then be like, girl, if you don't get off my phone, like, you're not even paying us. Like, bye, move. No, sorry. Like, most social media platforms don't even have a telephone number for you to call if you think about it. So usually what happens is you just have to wait it out, right? You don't have a direct link that you can check back and say, hey, when's the estimated time of, I was gonna say of arrival, but like, when do you think the platform will be back up and running? You usually don't have somebody that you can reach out to get that information. So that means your business is on hold. You're on hold, your business is on hold. So a prime example of that just happened this past weekend. I completely lost access to Instagram, you guys. Apparently, there was an issue with Android users and password breach or something like that. But whatever the case may be, I think Friday at about 7 o'clock, my Instagram went down. I couldn't even log into the platform, kept getting all of these messages about how Instagram wouldn't load, even though I wasn't even trying to get it to load. So Friday night it went down. I did not get access to Instagram again until Sunday. Okay. So that was like almost a full 48 hours that I was without this social media platform. So if that's the case, then what happened? That meant that my business would have stopped running as well, right? Now, of course, some people are like, well, you just hop onto another platform. So, like, you might go to Twitter, and that's where you'll see, like, your hashtag, Instagram down, Facebook down, all of that. And as easy as that may seem, it really isn't. You see, you have to think about it. Your target market will not be on every single platform equally. And you have to think about it even in terms of your usage. You probably don't use every single platform. Some people prefer Instagram over Facebook. Some people prefer Snapchat over Facebook. Some people prefer Facebook over LinkedIn. So you have to think about where your audience is. And if they're not on each and every single platform, then you're still going to actually miss them. And also, with that being said, even for that to work, that means that you would have to been on each platform equally, building an engaging community of people. And that's a very, very difficult task, even if you hire someone to do externally for you. But if you're doing it strictly by yourself, it's damn near impossible to have the same amount of following and engagement on every single platform. Just look at any major brand right now. You can see some of them are going to kill it on Facebook and suck on Instagram, or vice versa, right? Just look at any major brand and you'll see what I'm talking about. Then there's also the risk of you losing your account for whatever reason the social media platform deems necessary. Like, you have to remember, it's not anything that we own, so they can shut it down, or they could shut down at any given moment without any notification. Okay, so my Facebook, as I said, is down, but yes, I am still working. And the reason why I'm like so focused on like trying to make sure that I make this clear is because I use social media to actually get new customers, you guys. And several of my customers have disappeared from social media. Some of them have been reported for spam, even though they don't even have a business. Some of them have their accounts shut down for whatever reasons, but I'm still actually able to communicate with them because I had a way to communicate with them outside of the actual platform. So I wanted to share this technique with you. So I actually use social media to develop my contact list, okay? This does not have to be super technical. You don't need to know how to configure lead capture pages or sales funnels or anything like that, you guys. It's strictly using what you're already using now, which is most likely your cell phone or your laptop, your tablet, right? But it's doing everything that you are doing now, but actually changing where you direct people to. So instead of just sending them to your website, what I like to do is I like to get their information first. So it might go as something such as, hey, what's your sale? I'm gonna text it to you. Or, okay, cool. I'll send you an email right now. What's your email? Or, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and send you this digital business card. You guys know I'm big into the digital business card. So I'm gonna send this digital business card with the information on there. You just let me know, okay? And that's pretty much all I do. So I'm not just going to send them to a website where now, let's just say, in the midst of me messaging them, because guess what? Facebook Messenger is down as well. So in the midst of me messaging them, the message gets deleted and I never ever talk to them again or whatever whatever the case may be. So I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to rely solely on social media. So here are my suggestions. Most social media platforms allow you to download your data. Now, your data includes your contacts and your connections. It can include your pictures, your messages, things like that, right? So you can actually download that and you can get their contact information too, depending upon that social media platform. Bingo. Make sure you keep a copy of this information. This prevents you having to start all over from scratch. Now, some of the social media platforms do allow you to get email addresses if they've included one, or even telephone numbers. What I will say is, do not automatically enroll anybody into an email marketing campaign without getting their contact information or getting their consent first. Like, that's how you just mess up a relationship that you never had in the first place. You want to get their consent, of course. Then, moving forward, do not direct users to any website that is not set up to capture their contact information. So if you visit a website or a blog, you'll see usually there's like an email pop-up, right? And that's because what marketers have found out is almost 90%, I believe, of people who visit a website only visit one time. So how do you keep that relationship going? You get their contact information, you send them emails, and you keep going and you keep going to get them back onto the actual website. Now, there's also leap capture pages and squeeze pages, which usually offer like some type of gift or bribe in exchange for that person's contact information. Remember, I said we're just going to keep this simple. If you are using Facebook groups, you can still collect contact information. There's an option on the Facebook group where you can include a questionnaire that you can ask each and every person who is requesting to join your group. With that, you can actually set it up so they can enter a form of contact information outside of the actual platform. And then that way they can opt in to continue to receive messages from you and stay connected to you. Okay. You do not need to know a lot of technical skills in order to do this, you guys. So my tip, you guys, is using social media as a vehicle to actually create a contact list. Notice I'm not even saying an email list, right? I'm not even talking about email marketing. As I said before, you can gather their telephone number. That way you can text them, you can schedule a call, you can Skype them if you wanted to, FaceTime them, whatever, right? But you just want to make sure that you are getting some type of form of contact information so that way you can actually continue to build the relationship outside of the social media platform. Like, you've worked hard, you've set up there, you've created content, you've engaged, you've built relationships. Do not risk losing all of that by putting all of your eggs into one basket. Like, you guys know I'm very big into the digital business card. Like, even the order that I just received 20 minutes ago or something like that, she actually received the card last week and placed an order last week, and then she placed another order this week. You guys, I send text messages, I send follow-ups, and I'm not going to put all of my eggs into a platform where if it went down, I have no say-so in it because I didn't pay for it. Like, when you become a paying client and a paying customer, then your voice holds a little bit more weight. But when you don't even have a telephone number to contact these companies, then you pretty much are just stuck in limbo. So I'm going to hop off of here because I do have to get back to work, which is a good thing, even though my social media is down. But it is Tuesday, so I do want to also wish you all a happy holiday season, happy Thanksgiving, which so happens to be this Thursday, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.